Well, President Trump yesterday, a visit to the United Nations that was at times a little conciliatory, but at times seemingly adversarial as well.
Yeah, he really took aim at global institutions like the UN and also European countries, faulting them for their migration policies and green energy, calling the carbon footprint a, quote, hoax. So, while at times very critical, he later also praised the UN and saying that the U.S. stands behind it because of the potential for peace that the institution can help bring. So some mixed messaging there. But now, Tony, all the headlines are really about his apparent shift on Ukraine. And after a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said on social media that he thinks that Ukraine can get all of its land back from Russia and potentially even go further.
This is such a difference from that summit that he had with President Putin in Alaska just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and remember, for weeks and months previously, the president, had warned Ukraine that it would probably have to give up territory as part of ceasefire negotiations. So now that he's saying something completely different and saying, with time and the financial support of Europe, in particular NATO, he believes Ukraine can potentially achieve the original borders of where this war started. Now, Zelensky, for his part, spoke to Fox News after this development and said, that statement even caught him a bit by surprise, but that he believes his relationship with President Trump has grown closer over recent months. And he also said, the fact that Russian President Putin has been lying to Trump has helped to bring them closer.
Well, it certainly is a difference in that relationship with President Trump from that meeting early this year in the White House, where he was sort of castigated by the president and Vice President Vance.
Yeah, it feels like we are just light years from that moment when there was this obvious clash. But now, we've seen a number of meetings between these leaders since then and, growing frustration directed towards Putin, who the president has felt, says one thing on the phone and then does something completely different. And what we've seen since that Alaska summit is an apparent a very explicit escalation by Russia. And now these, violations over Polish and Estonian airspace. So there is, growing anger from the White House. Patience is wearing thin. And now Trump, appears to be trying to encourage Ukraine to do what it can to try and win the war. But the question becomes what U.S. support additional NATO support will be provided to help Ukraine achieve that goal. We know another point that the president has raised is some European and NATO countries needing to stop buy Russian oil and gas. China and India are top purchasers. There's also some European countries that still purchase Russian oil, which, funds its industrial defense complex. And so the effort to try to put an end to that and also potentially put secondary sanctions on places like China and India, that's really kind of the outstanding question, is how will you try to further hurt Russia's economy to end the war?
Yeah, it seemed interesting yesterday that on the one hand, the president was really embracing Ukraine and Europe in that sense, but in the other sense, as you mentioned, about purchasing oil from Russia, but also he was really doubling down on the immigration policies in the European countries.
Yeah, really taking them to task for what he calls open border policies. At one point, even saying, your countries are going to hell over migration, and also clean energy policies, which he argues have hurt their economy. So, some very striking comments from President Trump, although kind of talking points that he's said before, just kind of shocking to hear it before this formal UN, you know, General Assembly in a very formal setting. But, you know, at the end of the day, when he had these one-on-one meetings or multinational meetings on the sidelines, there seemed to be a much warmer reception or relationship between some of these EU leaders who are now, after, you know, two administrations, more familiar with the way he talks and how to try to handle President Trump.
Well, it was a fascinating day. And Natalie, we thank you so much, as always, for your insight.
Thanks, Tony.